This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Some experts say it could take nearly 2 years to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The span buckled and collapsed Tuesday after being hit by a freighter that lost power while leaving the port of Baltimore. 6 workers on the bridge were killed. From member station WYPR, Emily Hofstetter reports that the Baltimore area is also bracing for environmental issues.
There was some hazardous material on the cargo ship that could have been containers of hazmats, including corrosives, flammables, lithium ion batteries. Some of those may have breached. There's a bit of conflicting information from the Coast Guard and the NTSB. What is important right now is that there isn't any indication that there is an immediate environmental disaster looming from those. Environmental authorities are aware no oil spill protocol has been activated.
Emily Hofstetter in Baltimore. Attorneys representing former President Trump in Georgia are calling the racketeering case against him an attack on free speech. Prosecutors say Trump's alleged efforts to overturn official election results was a crime that is not protected under the Constitution. Trump and his co-defendants are accused of trying to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Georgia. Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin continues to make his way through bills passed by the legislature. As Jad Khalil of member station VPM reports, Youngkin has vetoed some of the top priorities for Democrats.
Democrats had used their slim majorities to pass a hike in the minimum wage and to set up a legal retail market for marijuana. Youngkin had indicated he'd veto those, and he did Thursday. But it also comes in an increasingly tense political environment for Virginia. Youngkin and Democrats set off on dueling tours around the state to promote their competing budget proposals. And a major Northern Virginia economic deal he was championing was scuttled just the day before. Youngkin inferred to reporters that Democrats killing the project would affect which bills he approved, including bipartisan ones. For example, one version of a voting access bill that passed with bipartisan support got Youngkin's signature, but another identical one did not. For NPR News, I'm Jad Khalil in Richmond.
NPR has spoken with a former hostage rescued from Gaza last month. Details from NPR's Daniel Estrin.
71-year-old Luis Har was taken captive on October 7th along with 4 other family members and held in an apartment in Gaza. Har said they were not physically harassed, but that one of the armed guards fixated on a 17-year-old girl in the group and said he wanted to marry her. Har says he told stories to the captives every evening to lift their spirits. In November, the women were released during a prisoner exchange. In February, he and his partner's brother were freed in an Israeli rescue operation. He calls on the Israeli government to release Palestinians convicted of killing Israelis in exchange for Hamas releasing the remaining hostages. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR News. The UN's top court is demanding that Israel take steps to open more land crossings into Gaza. The ruling by the International Court of Justice came in a case in which South Africa accuses Israel of committing acts of genocide. Officials in Jerusalem say the war in Gaza is an act of self-defense. The war began following the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Commercial shipping traffic is at a standstill near the U.S.-Canada border following an accident in the St. Mary's River. As Rick Brewer of member station WCMU reports, the St. Mary's is the only passageway that connects vessels from Lake Superior to Lake Huron.
There are no reported injuries, and initial reports say nothing spilled into the water after the American Mariner, a 714-foot bulk carrier, rammed into a light tower that marks the shipping channel. Lieutenant Joseph Snyder is a public affairs officer with the Coast Guard. He says the ship is in stable condition, but it's unclear how and when it will be moved.
The Coast Guard is collaborating with the vessel right now to determine the extent of the damages and determine what the best course of action is for them.
The St. Mary's River will remain closed until the ship is safely moved out of the channel. 90% of the nation's iron ore passes through this section of the Great Lakes. For NPR News, I'm Rick Brewer in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Home Depot has announced plans to acquire building materials supplier SRS for roughly $18 billion. The retailer says the move will expedite its growth with contractors and better serve customers. SRS provides materials for professional roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.